Soybeans higher all day before and after the USDA February supply and demand update. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review and a review of the report itself. Settlements on the way. First market analysis from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. It's the February USDA World Supply and Demand Estimates. Long awaited, this report. And in the end, amazing, Carl, how the markets didn't move before and after the report. The numbers on the board pretty much the same.
Yeah, we really didn't see a lot of interest in this report, and that is not uncommon. The February WASDE report is pretty much a snoozer. We get the big one in January with the final production numbers for the old crop marketing year, and then we're kind of stuck in a rut until we get really to the Ag Outlook Forum at the end of February. And then the February WASDE report, really, that's not a real big one either. And then we get to the end of March, and we'll have the planting intentions and the quarterly stocks numbers come out. That's also when we start to see our field work pick up, and that's when we'll start to see a little bit more interest in these balance sheets, because we will see some weather influence in the markets. Also at that time, we'll have a better understanding of our actual old crop demand that we have going on. And this isn't uncommon. We are really in what's typically termed the winter doldrums in the market, where there is pretty much a lethargic news flow, and that's kind of what we have going on right now. Now that we are past the WASDE report, market attention will quickly revert back to the South American harvest that's taking place. And like I said, before long, U.S. spring weather forecasts will be a price discovering factor as well.
What did stick out to you from USDA on Tuesday?
The two numbers that really jumped out at me as being not really surprising, but I think ones we have to bear witness to. The corn carryout came in at 2.127 billion bushels. Now, that was a little bit under trade expectations, 100 million bushels, and also 100 million bushels less than we had back in January. All of that was from the exports. Our exports bumped up that much, and this is mainly from the ongoing weekly demand we have seen in the export sales numbers. I think when it comes to corn demand, we got to keep an eye on our feed consumption as well as our ethanol production. Both of those are running ahead of estimates too, but the USDA probably going to slow roll those numbers in as long as they change the exports this month. Really, the only other number on the domestic side that jumped out at me, Andy, came from sorghum. U.S. sorghum exports for this year now estimated at 225 million bushels. That is a 127 million bushel increase from last month.
That's Carl Setzer analysis. Carl is at Consus Ag Consulting. His number, if you would like to chat about things, 989-506-1587. Final numbers from Tuesday trade, unchanged. March corn, 428 and three quarters. A very narrow range of trade throughout the day. 437 and a quarter for the May, up a quarter. July, up a penny, 444 and three quarters. March beans, 11.22 and a half, a gain of 11 and three quarters. May, 11.37 and a half, up 12 and a half cents, 13 cents higher. July beans, 11.49 and a half, and fractionally down in the wheat market. March Chicago wheat, 5.28 and a quarter, down a half cent. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.